This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Auburn up four spots after beating Alabama. Alabama's down seven, so it's Auburn 11, Alabama 12. That is huge when it comes to bowl implications, because Auburn is now the fourth SEC team and Alabama the fifth SEC teams. It is very likely now that it's Cotton, Citrus, or Outback between those three bowls for Auburn and Alabama, and they can end up in any of those three. That's a nutshell of your headlines. Let's bring in Stan White.
Lift it, load it, grade it, grind it, move it, haul it, rig it, dig it, cream works, rim works, yeah! The big dog's got it.
Former Auburn quarterback Stan White on the Roundtable is brought to you by Craneworks. Lift it, buy it, rent it. The big dog's got it. And now, Stan White.
And the former Auburn quarterback, now analyst on the Auburn Network, joins us on the Michelob Ultra Hotline at this point each week. Hey, Stan, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks a lot. It is so, and this was true in several of his games, it is so difficult to describe what Bo Nix did, because when you look at his numbers, they don't blow you away. But it's like his completions come at the perfect time, and what little rush yards he has, they come at the perfect time too. It is kind of weird watching him play. He makes the completions exactly when he needs to, and he gets, you know, 40 rush yards exactly when he needs to.
Yeah, I mean, he was grinding on Saturday, and I mean, that's the one thing you say about him. He just continues to grind and battle, and yeah, there's been some down times this year, obviously, but there's been a lot of up times as well, and so, yeah, I think a lot of that, I think both Gus Malzahn and Bo Nix are learning each other's play calling philosophies and everything, and I think that a lot of play calls came at the right time, and then they created some one-on-ones, and then some players made some plays. Seth Williams had a fantastic one-handed grab. Sal Cannella had another one for a touchdown. Those just to name a few, but yeah, but I think utilizing his legs, and I said this early on in the pregame, is that if you've got to get your quarterback involved in running the ball, and I don't know how many yards he finished rushing, but I think it was in the 40 to 50 yard range.
Yeah, 44.
So that was huge for that offense.
Stan, it doesn't matter because Auburn found a way to win this game. But after watching this Auburn defense for 11 games, how surprised were you that Alabama went 5-15?
Well, I tell you what, Mac Jones had a heck of a game minus a couple of passes. And really, that was that flat route that was the 100-yard pick was really due to Big Cat Bryant putting the pressure on Mac Jones. He just threw it a little too early, and it just surprised Najee Harris, I believe, more than anything. The only pass that I saw that really was just way off was the first pick six to Judy. He missed some deep balls, but I'll tell you what, he was sharp to me. I mean, he looked really good. I mean, you look at his statistics, weren't bad at all. And so I thought that Auburn would have and should have been able to get to him better and to be able to win the game. I mean, I think most people would think if you put up 93 points between those two, then Alabama would win a shootout, and Auburn was able to find a way to do it. But yeah, they came up. It was one of those. It wasn't Auburn's best defensive game, but they came up with big stops when they needed to, being the turnovers, and also down there at the end when you had, you know, first and goal inside the 10, and you force a potential field goal, game time field goal kick, which was obviously missed.
Stan White is with us post Iron Bowl, waiting until Sunday to find out where Auburn goes bowling after the win over Alabama this past weekend. For all of the heat Gus Malzahn takes, his coaching staff and him personally had his team prepared for some very specific situations. As a guy who played the game for a long period of time and has been around it, how much do you practice, okay, we got 1 second, we got to snap the ball to get a field goal off, or let's try to this scheme on a punt to try to get Waddle off the field or maybe catch them confused? Those are things you have to cover in practice, and Gus Malzahn should be applauded for having his team prepared for those situations.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you practice those in special teams periods, and you practice running your field goal unit on, and especially if you get a first down, and hey, it went to review, and obviously they found inconclusive evidence that it should have put a second back on, so you get out there and you get ready to snap it. I'm not sure where the confusion was on that, but you do practice that. You completely practice that. And then, you know, when you have some special moments within the special teams that you say, hey, let's run out there in this formation with our punter and see, you know, see what they do. And you know, I think Gus Malzahn admitted himself, he wasn't trying to fool. He just wanted to keep Waddle off the field. Well, Alabama actually kind of fooled themselves, I believe. They put Waddle, the punt return team, on, which they did substitute. And then they saw that Shippos was not in the punt formation. Auburn just stayed in offense. So they resubstituted and left Waddle back on. And so that's what caused the deal. It was a confusion by Alabama as much or more than what Auburn was trying to do. So, but, yeah, you work on those absolutely during practice and see. That may happen one in a, you know, 100 times, but they called them at the exact right time, and it was fourth and four, I guess. And so it created a first down and won the game. So, yeah, absolutely, you practice those, and especially in big games. I mean, you know, it come down to five or six plays, and so Auburn made those. And hey, let's face it, I thought he did a great job of coaching, and you got to give credit where credit's due. If you want to blame sometimes on some of the things, you got to give a lot of credit to Gus Malzahn because he always has them ready for that Iron Bowl.
Stan White with us on the Michelob Ultra Hotline. He joins us courtesy of Crane Works. Just look for that big dog down there off the Red Mountain Expressway. So you move into bowl season now and don't know where Auburn is going. We'll find out on Sunday, but we always hear the importance of bowl practice and you know, the getting some freshmen some time practicing and things like that. Can you discuss that? You've seen it yourself as a player when you were a retro freshman getting ready for the Peach Bowl. How does that help the 2020 team this next month of bowl practice?
It's huge because what will happen is usually you'll break it up into two segments. Now, this is the way it used to be. I don't know if it is that way anymore. But typically you would be able to go to campus for about a week of practice, and then you go to your bowl destination for another week. So typically that first week you would use as one where you get a lot of the younger guys a lot of reps, even some scrimmaging with some of your younger players that maybe didn't get as many reps in the regular season. So really it's a mini spring training type deal. Especially your first three or four practices, because you're really getting back to kind of fundamental stuff because you've been off for close to a month. So that's huge. And then when you get to your bowl destination, that's when your installation and everything occurs for your the opponent you're playing. So, yeah, I've seen different things. I think, you know, Citrus is in there. Some people actually, I think Orange Bowl has got a possibility for an SEC team as well. But then Florida plays a factor there. Yeah, of course, Cotton Bowl and then Citrus and Outback and those. But, yeah, that's big because you get those first three or four practices on campus where you get your younger guys a lot of reps.
Stan, back to the Iron Bowl real quick. Brown and I both agree if there was an MVP, it was Anders Carlson. I mean, he looked like Big Brother.
Oh, man, he did. He did really good. You know, and he had missed like four out of his last five kicks and really had struggled those last couple of games. And he came out there and just did a well of a job. I mean, 4 for 4. Hit one from 52 right at the end of the half. And, I mean, it was big. And it was good to see him, you know, get that back. You know, the one area on special teams that really hurt them, obviously, was kick return. And he was about a 70% touchback ratio this year. And they just weren't able to get it back in the end zone. I think he had battled a little bit of that plantar fasciitis or whatever. And typically with a kicker, that's not a very good thing when you have a foot issue. But he wasn't able to just get that sweep through. And it didn't seem to affect him in field goals, which was great. But they weren't able to get those touchbacks, and Waddle made him pay on that when Auburn had a lot of momentum. But I tell you what, he did a really, really good job. I mean, 4 for 4, and you could see he got that confidence back after the first make. And so it was huge. I mean, when you have a kicker, when you know inside of 45 you feel pretty good with, that helps your offensive play calling quite a bit.
All right, he is Stan White, former Auburn quarterback, now analyst on the Auburn Sports Network. We'll catch up with him around bowls again when we find out where the Tigers are headed. But he joins us throughout the football season each week, courtesy of our friends at Crane Works.
Yeah, and thanks to Crane Works. They're a fantastic company. The Upton brothers do a really good job down there with offices in Mobile, Birmingham, and Nashville. If you have any kind of big earth-moving jobs you need to get done and need some heavy equipment, call Crane Works. You also have a rental division with qualified operators to help you with that work. So go to craneworks.com or give the big dog a call.
Thank you, Stan. Have a great week.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
All right, you too. Stan White with us on the Michelob Ultra Hotline, a superior light beer with low calories, carbs, and zero fat. Live life to the ultra.